cliffcentral.com.
Hey to all our listeners out there. You are tuned into the worst game. It's the greatest show in the world, baby. Yeah, there you go. Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more five. Still got these courtside seat goals, man. Still got these courtside seat goals. I wanna feel Steph Curry sweat after he hits a swoosh. I wanna feel that sweat come off his arm onto my beverage. My dog, Steph Curry sweat is in my tequila, dog. Yeah, what I'm saying. What's happening, yo? You're hanging out with Malcolm Judy. This is the worst, guys. And today we have a really interesting topic for you, man. We are talking about mistakes. Something that we all have, you know. We are not perfect. We all make mistakes, right? So we're going to talk about how to deal with your mistakes. Because it gives a lot of people anxiety, right? Including myself, you know. One of my favorite quotes from A. King is that, glorious mistakes are anxiously waiting to be made. And you never know when it's going to come. And the worst part for me is that I hate disappointing people so much. You know, if I make a mistake and like it's to my own detriment, I don't mind. But when it affects others, that's when I start to really get disappointed in myself. Like if I drop a glass at somebody else's house, you know. Although it's a silly mistake, I'm still like, oh, Mark, you fucking idiot. But we're trying to learn how to deal with that, right? We're trying to learn how to approach mistakes because we all make them. And they're part of our human makeup, you know. So we're trying to get rid of our own anxieties about making mistakes and being imperfect by talking to you about it, actually. So yeah, please hit us up on the social medias if you want to talk about it at @_worstguys on Twitter and the worst guys on Facebook, the worst guys on Instagram. Yeah, let us hear your opinions. We are not perfect people. That's what we're trying to get across today. But yeah, we're just going to talk a little bit about, you know, whether mistakes are part of the divine plan, if I can put it that way, in the sense that, you know, people say everything happens for a reason. There isn't really much control that we have over what takes place during our lives. You know, everything is fated, some would believe. So what are mistakes then? How does that happen? And accidents, you know, are accidents just a part of the design, or is that something that happens outside of the realm of the universe or God or whatever the case might be, whatever you might believe in? Because I personally, I'm still debating this in my own mind as a philosopher myself, just thinking about whether or not everybody has a destiny. I'm not a determinist. I'm a soft compatibilist, which means that I believe to some extent that everything is fated, but it's fated based on certain decisions. So if you make a decision to become a this, everything that in your life that happens pertaining to that thereafter is fated. I hope that makes sense. But at the same time, we still do experience defaults or mistakes or tragedies in that line, or whatever you're doing, whatever happens in your life, you will still consistently make mistakes. It's like problems, you know. Problems will always be there. That's the kind of approach that I've been taking to them of late. We all have problems, and sometimes they take over our mind and worry us. But in all honesty, there's no need. Because we're going to have problems for the rest of our lives, right? There won't be a day in your life where everything's perfect. There will not be a day like that. So we need to come to accept imperfection as perfection. I mean, the fact that nobody's perfect really, really does make the world perfect. That means there's no one above you on this planet. You know, there's no reason not to chase or to do what you want to do. Because even if you're insecure, if you have self-doubt, it doesn't matter. Because even in that space, if you're great, you'll make mistakes. If you're average, you'll make mistakes. So your goal should just to be great, you know, to be the best you possibly can be. And then those mistakes will just roll off your shoulders because you'll always be able to come back from it. I'm of the opinion that mistakes are the rubble that you leave behind when you break through walls. This is in terms of taking risks in your career or your space in general. You know, sometimes risks don't work out, but once you've made that risk or taken that risk and the result comes out, you've broken through a wall. You've broken through something which you were really uncertain about before you tried it. It's like trying a new joke. For me, you know, sometimes the joke doesn't work and it leaves rubble on your shoulders. You know, there's dirt on the floor. But I've broken through a wall. I've broken through a barrier that I was afraid to break through before because I might have made a mistake. And even if you get it right, you still have the potential to make more mistakes, you know, and that's a constant. So yeah, mistakes are the rubble that we leave behind from the walls that we break through. So I'm tired of being afraid, man. I'm tired of I'm tired of the self-doubt. You know, I want mistakes to be a part of my makeup as they are as a human being. You know, it's not just in my own head. It's with all of us. You know, just the other day, MT showed us his dick. It was a mistake, all right? But you see, MC is still a superstar. I have no doubt that MT's records will still sell big time. He'll still make dope music. You know, these are the kind of things that we have to consider. Everybody falls. It's about rising, right? Every single person falls. Bonang, oh my God. Bonang is a superstar to boot. Her book was riddled with mistakes. And look at her flourishing in Paris fashion weeks. People are asking to take pictures with her in Paris, my boy. But you want to say, Bonang's book is shite. Bonang's living her best life. So there's no fear of making mistakes because the people that you respect or that you look up to all do the same shit, right? Right? Surely. So what is it that we're afraid of, actually? I've started to believe that we're actually just afraid of people and their opinions of us. You know, for some reason that really, really matters. I guess it matters because we are societal creatures. No man is an island. So we want to be represented in the best light possible, right? But what I'm trying to get to is that even if you're not represented in the best light possible, that other person that you see next to you who looks like they have a great life does not. So it's fake, you know, it's does not have a great life, but it's not perfect. It will never be perfect. So we need to rid ourselves of our own doubts and our own insecurities, because at the end of the day, no matter what you do, you will never be perfect. And that's just something that you need to accept, right? But I do want to talk a little bit more about fatality, you know, the fate that it lies ahead of you and whether we do have free will or not. Just so we can break it down, we're a team, we're working together. As the worst guys, we're trying to change the way we think about ourselves. We're trying to change the way we think about the life that we live, because the way we've thought about it has led us to this crazy fucked up world that we're living in now. So we've got to make some sort of change, and your mentality is the first place you start. So I'm starting to think about, you know, whether I do have free will, or am I chained to the universe, whatever happens around me, because there are certain things that you do have control over, right? I could stand on this table in the studio. That's free will. I can feel that I'm making that decision. But also, a hurricane could come and I'd have to manage that. Oh shit, how am I getting home? You know, and though I'd make decisions around what is happening outside of my control, right? So there are those factors. And that's why it also boggles me when people don't believe in a higher power, because there are things that take place in your life that you have absolutely no control over, and it happens every day, constantly. So what is that force? Whatever that force is the higher power. It's not, no human being controls that. And I, actually, if you're a human being who believes that we're the be all and end all of this universe, you probably own a widget spinner or something stupid like that. Because we can't be. We just can't be. This universe is huge. This is massive. And I can't even imagine, I can't even fathom what the fourth dimension is like. But it's none of my business. I'm just here and I'll deal with whatever comes my way. You know, so there's those two types of decisions that you can make, you know, decisions that relate to external factors and your own decisions for day-to-day life. Do I want to stand on this table? You know, whatever the case might be. That's why I'm a soft compatibilist. I do believe that you can make decisions, but a lot is not in your control. A lot has already been predetermined for you, right? So now we're talking where you were born, your race, your family, whatever the case might be, you have been placed in a certain set of circumstances. And your ability to deal with that is based on your decision making. But then this is where it gets complicated, because if you were born with a certain set of stipulations, let's say circumstances, your ideas, your mind, the way you think is controlled by those circumstances, which is not in your control, right? So like, if I'm a woman in Saudi Arabia and I love football, but I still can't go to the stadium because of the circumstances that I've been put under, that's my fate, right? Or wrong? I don't know. You guys can let us know. Please hit us up on the social medias, because this is a really interesting one for me, man. I still don't have an answer. That's the problem with philosophy, man. We could talk for hours and hours, and you know, you still wouldn't have a concrete answer, but we'd start to reevaluate. You know, we need to rethink the way we think about things. So yeah, in terms of, you know, the decisions that we're able to make and the results that stem from that, we are never going to make all the right decisions. And we need to be okay with that. We need to be okay with ourselves, right? Because a lot of the times we feel the need to be perfect, and the world puts pressure on us to be something that nobody is, actually. So this pressure is actually just in our own minds. So I say go out there and fuck up as much as you can. Go out there and fuck up, but just get it right eventually, okay? Because ultimately, we need to be learning from this, because that's what mistakes do. We learn from our mistakes, and I also do believe that you'll continue to make the same mistakes until you've learned from them. You know, they won't just disappear. Like mistakes with money. You know, if you're bad at managing your money, your money will always be short until you start learning how to manage your money, right? So this is more on a spiritual level. I do believe that mistakes are lessons from the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. But the things that you deal with on a daily basis, they are sent to you in order to get you to the place that you want to be in that chosen path, right? Or not chosen. Some people don't choose their path. Some people let their paths be chosen for them, which is rather unfortunate, seeing as you have the ability to do whatever the fuck you want on this planet. Guys, do you realize where we are? Do you guys see that we're just on a spinning rock in the middle of nowhere? Why aren't you doing what you love? Who's stopping you? You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. You really are bound by nothing. And
there's no reason to doubt yourself because you'll never get it 100% right. You feel me? I hope you feel me. Oh, yeah. You gotta deal with Mac Miller, bitch. Yeah, that's Weak by Mac Miller featuring CeeLo Green. I love the falsetto on that song, man. CeeLo Green wasn't ficking around when he was on that. So yeah, we're talking about mistakes, man. Some people think they're perfect. I do know that some people think they're perfect. And yeah, that's a problem. The best way to find out that you're not perfect is to get into a relationship. Relationships will teach you about yourself, man. They really, really will. They'll show you your flaws. And you'll learn from them. That's ultimately the point of mistakes, is learning. Life will learn throughout our entire lives. That process never stops. And you only learn from a place of not knowing. But yeah, relationships can get deep, man. They'll expose you. Expose every little flaw that you might have. Because, I don't know, I think there's this idea in our heads of the ultimate being, you know, morality, nobility, humility, honor, love, these kinds of things that we all aspire to. And whenever you fall short of that, it's obvious. It might not be detrimental, but it's obvious. So that's kind of what happens in a relationship. You start to see people's patterns, people's behavior. And when you see it every day, it's a reflection of yourself as well. You kind of go like, oh, I do it this way. She does it that way. But her way is not really that dope. Or my way is not really that dope. You know? So yeah, we learn a lot from being in relationships. I can honestly say that every relationship I've been in, I've come out a better person. Whether the relationship ended badly or well, I learned from that experience, you know. But yeah, relationships really, really will expose you for who you are. And I don't know how to deal with people who think they're perfect. Because it's hard to tell somebody that they're doing shit when they think they're doing right. It really is difficult, man. Some people just, they don't want to believe in the fact that they are human and that they are not the be-all and end-all. You know? But yeah, I don't like focusing too much on other people and how they view themselves. I like to work from the inside and try to analysis. English, and try to analyze myself before I analyze anybody else. And we often notice things in other people that are lacking in ourselves or that we love in ourselves. I think that's how relationships come about. You see something in somebody that you want that you don't have, or you see something in somebody else that you have yourself that you want to be closer to or be more in touch with. And that's why I do believe in love. I do believe in relationships. I do believe that two people should be together and stay together, because we can complement each other. We can add to each other. We can take away from each other. Sometimes less is more. But anyway, let's get into some stories that have caught our attention over the last week. As always, South Africa is a lituation. You know what I'm saying? Always, always, always. All right. Enough of that, buddy. The first story that's caught my attention over the last week is that of the Dacha couple being in the Constitutional Court yesterday. Man, this is so huge, guys. This is so, so huge. Because I know a lot of people are aware of the Western Cape High Court's ruling about smoking dacha in your homes, but this is not—it's not official legislation. It's not in our constitution, you know. Or well, not necessarily. It's not official legislation. It's not. We can't sell hemp products. We can't smoke freely or go to a weed cafe. So now we're getting to a place where that might be able to happen. This really made me happy, because we could have legal marijuana within months. Obviously, the structures will still have to be implemented, and you know, we'll have to adapt to the new laws. But I'm really excited, because I'm tired of people getting arrested for marijuana. I'm tired of the amount of time people are spending in jail because of weed. Weed shouldn't be something you get ass raped for. That's just my personal opinion. Well, how can that happen, right? And we were the first ones to decriminalize marijuana, which is disappointing. Tusk, South Africa. But yeah, essentially we're challenging this. Well, we're challenging the constitutional court based on our constitutional rights to do what we will with our body. You know, people are allowed to smoke themselves into cancer and death. People are allowed to drink themselves into a stupor. We just want the same rights. That's what equality affords us. I want to be able to smoke myself to sleep. I want to smoke myself to death because marijuana kills nobody. Zero. Did you hear that? Nobody has died from smoking marijuana. How many people have died from smoking cigarettes? How many people have died by drinking alcohol? But nah. The law, man. The law says weed is bad. Has the law been a good guidance on morality in our lives? Were the apartheid laws legitimate? Were the slavery laws legitimate? I don't know. Sometimes you have to think outside of what people decide for you and decide for yourself what life is and what it means to us. If anybody can tell me why weed should be illegal, please do. I really want to know. I really do. I hope it's a legitimate argument, because then we can actually get into it. But I don't think there is one out there. But if there is, please do hit us up, man. You can even WhatsApp us on 0797482090. All right. But I was really excited. This happened yesterday, the 7th of November. I actually watched the TED Talk of the Dacha couple, which is so inspiring, man. These guys have done so much. So shout out to the Dacha couple, because this is really big. This is really, really big. I want to start a business. Anybody want to start a hemp-based business with me? I don't know. We will sell jeans or rope or ship what you call it, sales. Because you can practically make anything out of hemp, man. That's another thing. It's such a good means of production that a lot of countries, especially third world countries, have in abundance. And on a spiritual level, we actually have cannabinoid receptors in our bodies. All right. So whoever created us, whatever created us, was like, you know, I'm gonna put some dope ass plants out there. And I hope these niggas discover it. And if they do, I'll put something in their body that allows them to receive it with the utmost grace. I'll put receptors in their body for this dope ass plant that I've put on this earth. So the man wants us to smoke, demands upstairs. He's, man's not hot. He wants us to smoke marijuana to get hot. Wow. That honestly blew my mind. Cannabinoid receptors, really? Why does our body have that if we shouldn't be smoking it? Where does that come from? Yeah, man. Just change. Just look at the way you think about things. That's all we want. That's all we want is the worst, guys. The way we've been thinking about things has been bullshit. And we want people to see the truth, people to see the light. Anyway, there's more news. Taxi strikes, mostly in Tswana, man. I was so worried that was going to happen to me, because I take taxis, and if the taxi strike happens, I'm not going to work. That's just how it goes. I don't know how. Uber's way too expensive. I travel all around Johannesburg. I can't afford an Uber everywhere I go. I have auditions. I have shows at Cliff Central. I have work. You know, we need taxis. And I feel more sorry for the matrix who are writing exams, who will be unable to write in Pretoria because of the strikes. But apparently there will be rewrites, which is good news. But yeah, man, taxis are a vital part of our system in this country, man. So many of our people use it to get to work. And I'm honestly a big fan of the taxi system. I'm a bit bleak today, though. You know, I knew today was going to be a shitty day when my taxi driver followed all the rules of the road this morning. That's when I go, oh, damn it. What's this day going to be like? I don't respect the taxi driver that follows the rules of the road. What are you doing? Go into the opposite lane to skip this traffic. I get in this taxi for some drama. I want to live on the edge. I don't have time to watch TV. Let my real life be the drama. Let my real life be the movie. I was so tired of, you know, like, people hooting at taxis, particularly white people. White people, you're the reason we have to take taxis in the first place. So, fuck you and your auntie, all right? let him do what he has to do. He has to stop. He has to stop. I saw a dope sign on a taxi the other day that said, this taxi stops wherever, whenever. You've been warned. Which is so true. I know, it's not safe. Whatever. So over you guys. So done. So yeah, the taxi strike have been taking place in Pretoria. Thank God they haven't been happening in Johannesburg. Because, man, these guys can really shut shit down if they wanted to. If you want fees must fall, we organize it with the taxis. they'll get it right because we need them. You know, that's what you call power. That's what you call leverage. The taxis got it. And also, just in last week, actually, I think just after our show last week, the SABC head of legal, it happened on Saturday, actually, the SABC head of legal was shot. Which is why there's some suspicious circumstances there. Man, the SABC has been going through the most. The board just changed. You know, I find it hard to pity the SABC. Okay, I do feel condolences for the person who lost his life and who the family. And that's like, losing life is never great. But in terms of the SABC itself, I see why somebody would want to shoot somebody from the SABC. Because these people, they don't pay. They are artists. It was probably an artist who hadn't been paid for an advert that they did. I'm not saying it was me. But I do fall under that category. So yeah, that happened, which is wild. There's some mafia shit going on. We see all this mafia shit in movies and we don't think it's happening in real life. But there it is popping up on our news every day. But yeah, another story that caught my attention was what's been trending on Twitter of late, this boyfriend allowance thing. Okay, look, I think relationships should be approached with equality, like anything else. You know, sometimes you pay for stuff, sometimes I pay for stuff, or we split it every time. You know, just like you do with your friends. I don't see why when the gender changes, all of a sudden the rules change. And I've never personally had a boyfriend allowance. But it looks like that's the fight. That's the fight that we've got now. That's our fight, is men, we want boyfriend allowance. Because apparently dudes have been giving girls girlfriend allowance. Sending e-wallets of like 1,000 rand. Have a good day. Damn, I'd appreciate it. If you want to give me a boyfriend allowance, I'm not going to say no. But I don't think it's something that should become staple in relationships, something that we've come to expect. I think, yeah, it's actually ridiculous, you know. But if you want to be a sugar mommy and hook me up, then I'm not saying no. But yeah, it's just been interesting to see some of the responses to this on Twitter. Some people saying if she doesn't give your boyfriend allowance, we're withholding the D. But this is what I like about it. You know, men are starting to take back some power in the relationship. You know, okay, pussy will always be power. Pussy will always win. Pussy can be so facetious. The heavyweight champ. Pussy is so undefeated. It's amen to that. That's the boy of Kendrick. But we've also got something to offer, man. We've also got this long dick. And, you know, somebody's got to take care of it. I'm just going crazy now, actually. You know what? Fuck a boyfriend allowance. Let's just live equally, man. When you go out, split the bill and come back home, have great sex and go to sleep. Let's stop letting money rule us out here in these crystals. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all the news that we have today. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, talking about mistakes and talking about how we all make them and talking about how imperfection actually makes the world perfect, right? Don't feel self-doubt. I know it's hard to just say don't feel self-doubt because, I mean, those emotions we can't control a lot of the time. But understand that even if you are successful, even if you are great, bad shit happens. Mistakes happen. You might be on Instagram Live and show us your penis. And it's okay. I'm not saying I want to see your penis, but shit happens. And it's about bouncing back. That's it. That's all I say. I say what I say, and that is that. Anyway, it's time to wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do. Seeing as I'm flying solo, I'm going to do it on my own.
I wanted to.
I'm going
to
do it on my own.
You weren't there.
Why him?
He asked me nicely.
You're a liar.
So?
Who are you?
I'm no one. Go on, hit me. It's what you want. Hit me, fucker.
I haven't slept in days, my mind is a haze, but I'm working hard trying to get it in this place called Earth, this planet that's spinning around the universe. Sometimes I feel so unlucky, I feel cursed, but I gotta do better. People waiting for me at home to do better. Granddaddy calling me, asking me for money for bread. I say shit, G, I didn't know it was so tough for us. Didn't know it was so rough for us. But I feel the hate sometimes, cause I step out my gate sometimes and I see black lives still don't matter. But here these white people are out here talking all that pitter patter, talking lightly, but they don't see lightly that this world is crazy. My mind is so hazy, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go. All I know is that I've got this fucking show tonight that I've got to blow, right? I mean, I'm steady making mistakes, steady making missteps, but it's okay, cause I can misstep, I can do it. I just want the respect, nobody wanna give me it, so I'm waiting. I'm still waiting for change, I'm still waiting for fame, I'm still waiting to kill the game. It's all the same to me, because I can be Malcolm Dooley every day. The money doesn't matter to me, I just gotta feed my family, trying to keep the rent paid, trying to get laid. No boyfriend allowance, but I gotta hold it down when I wanna take my lady all around the town. So I'm trying to be the king, wear the crown, but it's okay, I'm here, I'm making these sounds to try and make you feel what I do. Trying to speak the truth, because sometimes it lacks. Sometimes we out here trying to make people relax. Smoke the herb, it's gonna be free smoke soon. We gonna bring the doom. Oh, people smoking poison, but they won't let me smoke derb and poison. What's up with that? Weed is good for you, and that's a fact. Some people call me a stoner, but I just like to be alone. Maybe I'm a loner, I just wanna go rub out this boner, sip a little Corona. I'm on this flow now, I could go for years, go for months now. I'm still so strong, the year is ending, but people are getting along. They're trying to get their summer body. All I want to do is body. All the beats I hear keep on going on and on. Hip hop is the key, listen to my words. Let me hit you with some speciality. Mark of Julie. Thank you so much for listening. It's the Worst Guys. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place. Wake up, wake up, wake up! Yeah.
CliffCentral.com.